Hello and welcome. This podcast is presented by Colliers International and details the office sector of the greater Reno commercial real estate market for the third quarter of 2006. This report is also available in PDF format and can be downloaded from our website at www.colliersreno.com. In our report on the first quarter of 2006, we wrote that if you only look at the statistics, you would miss the whole story. We are going to use that same philosophy for the third quarter, except this time the statistics look good, but the underlying fundamentals are not strong. The overall vacancy rate for the market dropped to 11.3% for the quarter. We have not seen vacancy this low since the second quarter of 2004. Normally, this would bode well for our market. This time, however, we got there with government activity as opposed to traditional corporate users. Washoe County has entered into contract to purchase the former Excel Communications building on Mill Street. This acquisition will remove 50,000 square feet of vacancy from our market. On the corporate side, there are few large transactions, and they are becoming more scarce. Perhaps the market is taking a breather after a huge second quarter with large leases by Microsoft and CLP. On the other hand, with the slowdown in home sales, there are fewer dollars in the economy, and it is having an impact on the office market. We suspect that it is the latter. One positive aspect is the increase in activity downtown. With new owners in virtually all the downtown high-rises, the buildings are being reinvigorated. Combine that with all the new residential condo projects downtown, and we have seen a resurgence in activity. For the first time in almost 10 years, suburban office tenants are moving back downtown. So what does all of this mean? For tenants, as space becomes tighter, you will see fewer leasing concessions. For landlords, the market is turning in their direction after 2 years of favoring tenants. However, landlords need to be vigilant not to get overly confident and miss high-quality tenants in their search to maximize their proformas. While vacancies are down, there are clearly fewer tenants in the market. Turning our attention to the construction sector, one would think that with vacancies dropping, you would expect to see more construction. However, with the high land and construction costs combined with slowly escalating rents, developers are staying on the sidelines. Garden office product far outpaced the traditional office product, adding 83,000 square feet to the market. Most of this was in Tanamera projects in South Meadows and Sparks. On the traditional office side, with buildings over 10,000 square feet, no new projects were added in the last quarter. There are, however, several under construction. The fourth and final Nevdex building on Kitsky Lane will add 64,000 square feet to the Meadowood submarket. In addition, there is a new 10,000 square foot spec building, as well as the 36,000 square foot GSA Veterans Administration building now under construction on prototype, both in South Meadows. Looking at vacancy, the numbers look good for the quarter, as mentioned earlier, at an overall rate of 11.3%. Downtown is still high at 17.8%, but is continuing to fall. South Meadows is down to 10.4% and Meadowood is down to an astonishing 7.2% vacancy. On the negative side, the old Southwest submarket is up to 17.8%. We think that this indicates a trend to move to the newer buildings in the Meadowood and South Meadows markets. The vacancy rate of traditional office will probably increase in the fourth quarter as construction will outpace demand. As expected, rents have continued to increase. With less vacancy, landlords are less compelled to drop rates. Combined with the higher costs to build and the increasing operating costs, we see rents continuing their march upward, even though they are still not increasing at the cost of construction. With very few exceptions, we don't expect to see any new buildings with rents under $2 per square foot full service. Looking at the land sector, there's not much to report. There are a few parcels now under contract, and asking rents in high visibility locations are all north of $15 per square foot. Less desirable locations are in the $12 per square foot range. As the vacancy rate fell, you would expect a large absorption number to coincide with it. However, the Washoe County acquisition of the Excel Communications building actually removes the building from the inventory instead of increasing absorption. Government-owned buildings are not tracked in the inventory. We tracked a net absorption of 75,120 square feet for the third quarter of 2006 in the traditional office market. Most of the activity was from existing tenants expanding and moving from building to building. To close out this third quarter report, let's focus on garden office space. Despite the slowdown in office leasing we are experiencing across the Truckee Meadows, developers are continuing to build garden office projects. Projects that have been online for three quarters are now coming available at about 60% pre-leased or pre-sold. We have finally surpassed the 2 million square foot mark of garden office space in 45 projects. In the third quarter alone, we added 23,000 square feet of new product in the Reno Tahoe Tech Center Town Center, located off Double R Boulevard, 34,000 square feet at Longley Professional Campus, and 26,000 square feet at the Sparks Vineyards Professional Campus on Sparks Boulevard. Future development will comprise the last phases of these three projects plus 24,000 square feet on Maestro and 30,000 square feet on North McCarran. In spite of the relative success of pre-leasing these projects, they've increased our market vacancy by 36,000 square feet. After reconciling investment purchases of other projects that are now on the market for lease, our vacancy is up near the 17% vacancy mark, the highest it has been in years. As mentioned in the second quarter, we expect that this will be the height of the vacancy number as construction will slow as land and building costs have become prohibitively expensive. You have been listening to a Colliers International Market Report podcast. For additional information about the Greater Reno commercial real estate market, please download the full report at www.colliersreno.com. Remember, Colliers International is the right place to find your commercial real estate solution.